This is JIS News coming up. MSME Alliance launches discount card. Government committed to improving care for most vulnerable and decline in new CHIKV infections expected in December. The news in detail after this message.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce has endorsed the Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise MSME Alliance's discount card, which will allow consumers to enjoy savings on a wide array of goods and services from its membership. Addressing the launch of the card in Kingston, Portfolio Minister Anthony Hilton commended the alliance on the initiative and appealed to larger businesses to follow suit.
Getting our economy into a path of robust growth will need the full participation and the collective effort of the entire private sector. Building a logistics-centered economy demands an integrated network of partners across the full spectrum of our business community, micro, small, medium, and large.
The MSME Alliance discount card was launched with the support of various groups, including the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, Small Business Association of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Association for Microfinancing, among others. Junior Local Government and Community Development Minister Colin Fagan says the government is committed to improving social protection and care for the most vulnerable in the society. Mr. Fagan, who was speaking at the recent Board of Supervision's graduation exercise, said a number of projects have been identified across the island to upgrade infirmaries and provide indigent housing and shelter for street people. This, he notes, is in keeping with the announcement by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller during her 2014-2015 budget presentation that the National Housing Trust, NHT, will provide $280 million of its surplus each year to undertake such work.
This project is critical and is a key deliverable in the delivery of social protection to our people.
Mr. Fagan says infirmaries requiring urgent assistance have been identified in St. Elizabeth, Manchester, Portland, St. James and Clarendon, while more shelters will be provided for the homeless in Clarendon, Kingston and St. Andrew, Westmoreland, Hanover, St. Anne and Manchester. The Minister of Local Government and Community Development, through its Board of Supervision, will continue to work with the NHD to ensure the projects are successfully executed. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the country should, in December, begin to see a decline in the number of persons infected with the chikungunya virus, CHIKV. The minister was speaking at a seminar on pest management and infection control, impact on the labor force in Kingston Thursday. The ministry has reported a significant decline in the number of new cases in the eastern parishes, including St. Thomas, Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Catherine, and an increase in the numbers on the western end of the island. Dr. Ferguson says there are plans to undertake a study on the impact of the virus on Jamaica. And 250 fishermen are now better equipped to handle themselves on the seas after successfully completing seamanship and survival training facilitated by three government partners. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries Basic Safety Training for Fisherfolk course was facilitated in partnership with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund and the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI. Approximately $18.2 million in project funding was provided by JSIF, while the classes were conducted by personnel from CMI. Course participants were drawn from prominent fishing beaches in eight parishes. Topics explored during the training included survival at sea, knowledge of seas and weather, understanding emergency signals, and man-overboard maneuvers. Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan commended the fishermen for their willingness to improve their professional capacity.
A few weeks ago, you set sail on a new course, and today you have accomplished what you had set out to accomplish. We salute you on your mission accomplished.
Minister Buchanan was speaking at the graduation ceremony for the course earlier this week. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.